At a time of great uncertainty for the aviation industry, regional airlines Rex is announcing a surprise plan to start flying capital city routes. And its deputy chairman, John Sharp, thinks the airline could even grow to take Virgin Australia's place in the event the sale of that carrier doesn't succeed. Samantha Donovan reports.
Virgin Australia's financial woes leave Australia with the prospect of having only one airline flying the capital city routes. But Regional Express Holdings, Rex, thinks it may be able to fill the void if the sale of the troubled carrier doesn't go ahead. John Sharp is Rex's deputy chairman.
Well, Rex has been approached by a number of private equity investment bank firms with the proposition that we should be commencing services between the capital cities around Australia. Presently, Rex flies from regional centres to all the capital cities in Australia, and the proposition is that we add to that by flying between them and provide a domestic air service in place of the services that once were provided by Virgin.
Why do those prospective investors think that would be a good idea in this climate for the aviation sector?
Well, a number of the people have approached us believe that it's going to be very difficult for Virgin to rise from the ashes, given the very heavy cost burden that it carries, the very heavy debt that it carries, and the very high wages that the various enterprise bargains agreements impose on the new prospective owners that might take over Virgin.
Mr. Sharp is confident Rex would be able to get planes at very competitive prices, given the number parked and idle around the country. Rex is a publicly listed Australian company, and Mr. Sharp estimates a $200 million injection of capital would be needed to succeed.
And we've been advised that equity investors could be readily found to provide that.
Analyst Neil Hansford from Strategic Aviation Solutions thinks Rex's plans are feasible.
It's highly credible, and they telegraphed it when the chairman of Rex, who is Singaporean, Lee Kim Hai, made statements on Virgin last Thursday. And, they are part of the Singaporean commercial fabric, and raising $200 million shouldn't be a problem to them.
Do you think Rex has the capacity and the ability to start flying the capital city routes and perhaps eventually taking Virgin's place?
Well, I'm not sure that this is not a front for some for the wider Singapore interests, like Singapore Airlines, which is owned by the government. And I think they've seized an opportunity, and they don't do things idly. They think things out. They are a very tightly run, low-cost operation, and they meet the requirements of the Australian regulator and could be up and running very quickly.
And that's Neil Hansford, the chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions, ending Samantha Donovan's report.